Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Now we can start because participants of and speakers of our first session are completed, ready to present their views, and we can start with my short information. My name is Jiří Marek. I am the traditional chairman of this conference, and I would like to welcome you here in the nice venue of the boutique hotel Yalta. So, as I mentioned, it's my honor to welcome you on the 15th International Conference, the only dedicated annual conference on nuclear energy in Czech Republic. I would like to stress the somewhat different atmosphere concerning of nuclear power development. At the beginning of last year, only several voices were talking about nuclear energy. And now there is so-called nuclear alliance of 16 European countries. Something has changed. Within a year, we have witnessed nuclear renaissance. France is planning 6 to 40 new units. Sweden is declaring up to 10 new nuclear builds. Poland at least 6. And finally, we in the Czechia, we are bidding for 4 new units. Maybe Petr Závodský will a little bit change it, but finally we believe that it will be 4. The Renaissance has become a reality. It's easy to declare it, but there is another side of the coin, a huge responsibility. The massive development of nuclear energy is a huge challenge. A challenge for the energy sector, technological research and development, industry and construction, and last but not least, for education and training of highly qualified manpower. I have no doubt that we can do it. At today's conference, top experts will present their options and views on all aspects of nuclear energy development. Top supplier technologies, added value for industry and society, the necessity of education and training, top technical support for preparation and construction, and international cooperation in nuclear safety. The discussion will also cover energy concepts, international cooperation, the use of the European taxonomy, as well as financial aspects of nuclear energy development. Dear colleagues, this conference couldn't have taken place without the material support of a number of major companies and corporations. The logos on our banners and roll-ups identify them. I would like to thank them very much for their interest in our nuclear future, which they show not only through their own activities, but also through their helpfulness and support of our conference. They are these main partners in alphabetical order: ČEZ, Electricité de France, Korean Hydro and Nuclear Power, and VUJE from Slovakia as a partner. Thanks also to all of you who accepted to participate in our conference. I hope that you will find everything we have prepared for today's conference interesting and helpful in your future work. Thank you very much. Welcome. Now I would like to introduce the honorable speakers. At first, Mr. Jan Skopeček, deputy speaker of our parliament. So I hope you are not so tired because you finished in 3 in the morning the very special discussion in our parliament. Sarah Ilu from Electricité de France, the offer. Director, Chief of the Prague Representative Office, Mr. Chang from Korean Hydro Nuclear Power. Petr Závodský, maybe I can say the highest chief of the, let's say, the selection of our supplier. And Václav Petráček, rector of the Czech Technical University. Welcome. And now I give the space, the floor to Mr. Jan Skopeček to present his paper, his contribution, and after that he will chair this session.